right, how do we help our babies relax, especially when they're crying? Is there anything that we can do, or are we just at the mercy of the sound of crying baby? Well, there are some things that we can do that will probably help out. Now, here's one option. Swaddle your baby. Swaddling your baby in your mind might be sort of like putting them in a straitjacket. But to a baby who's crying and fussy, swaddling them is like being back in the womb. Yeah, they were in a tight enclosure. Everything close up on them. They were somewhat constrained, but they were okay with that. They were comfortable with that. And swaddling them reminds them of that experience in the womb. So then the question becomes, how tight do you wrap the baby when you swaddle? And that's what we're talking about, wrapping that baby up. Nice, comfortable blanket. Won't be too hot to help baby feel secure, safe again. So you want it to be tight enough that it's snug enough that the baby can't wriggle the arms or legs free. It's not that you don't want them to be able to move their arms at all. It's not that you don't want them to be able to move their legs at all. You just don't want them to be able to get the legs or arms free from the blanket. Make sure to always place the baby on the back and stop swaddling when your baby is able to roll over on her own. Okay, what else can we do to help our babies relax? Again, you're taking some steps that are going to hopefully help baby relax emotionally and mentally as well as physically. In addition to helping parent, mommy, daddy relax. Because you can best believe, as your baby relaxes more, you relax more. All right, we love our babies, but does the crying, the fussing, sometimes get a little irritating? All right. Consider this. Shifting positions. Parents tend to cradle a colicky baby face up, but that may not help. Instead, consider holding your baby face down with your hand under her belly and her head on your forearm. The pressure on her tummy can help relieve uncomfortable gas. And it's a comfortable way to put pressure on the tummy. You know, I know a lot of times when we're trying to get rid of that excess air, that gas that's in our baby's belly, we like to hold the baby upright, maybe put their face close to our shoulder and pat on the back, pat on the back, pat on the back. And some people, in fact, I think most people I've seen pat the upper part of the back, between the shoulder blades. And as I've said before, it's probably better to pat around the lower back or the middle of the back in line with the belly where the gas is in order to get that gas out of there more quickly. But another way to do it, to get that gas out, is to have the baby face down, your hand under the baby's belly, the baby's head on your forearm. And you can still gently tap the back in order to help push that air out. All right, how about this? How many of you have learned that white noise helps you study better? I know a lot of people don't want any noise at all. They want as much quiet as possible. Otherwise, if there is noise, it's going to be distracting to them. Some people need some noise to help them concentrate. Well, a little white noise can help your baby feel like he's back in the womb. Think about it. Your baby was hearing some sounds other than the voice of mom and the voice of dad and whoever else may have been talking to the baby while he was in the womb. The baby was hearing whooshing sounds and other background noises in there. Maybe your stomach from time to time gurgled, churned, whatever. whatever noises were going on in your body that we take for granted that baby was hearing. So to recreate those soothing sounds, you could turn on a fan. You could put the bassinet near the dishwasher. You can run the vacuum cleaner. You can turn on the shower. You can tune a radio to static or to some good music. What they're recommending is a constant low-level sound. Constant and low-level. So think about what will really work for you there, particularly when it comes to the sound being constant. I think that the low-level part of it may be kind of easy, but you also want it to be constant. All right, what else can we do to help our babies relax when they're having a difficult time relaxing? Consider pacifying your baby. Infants have a strong sucking instinct, so a pacifier can help calm some colicky babies. Studies show binkies may help prevent sudden infant death syndrome too, just to throw that in there. But yeah, you may want to try giving your baby a pacifier. Now, granted, not all babies are keen on pacifiers. We realize that. We acknowledge that. But to the extent that the pacifier can help your baby, use that pacifier. All right, how about this? Have you ever needed someone to quiet down a bit and all you wanted to say was, shh? You didn't want to say, shut up. You didn't want to say, I can't hear myself think. All you wanted to do was just gently, shh. Well, you can try that with your baby and make that sound right in the colicky baby's ear and say that shh loudly enough that your baby can hear you over the baby's own crying and fussing and racket. You want the baby to hear it. So you don't want to blow their eardrums out, you know, so don't blow it directly into the ear. Almost make it as though you're blowing past the ear. Shh. And the gentleness has to do with what's happening with your spirit, with your soul, with your mind, with your emotions. You don't want it to be a rough shh coming from the spirit and angers in the shh. No, you want a loving yet loud enough shh that your baby can hear your shh over his or her crying. How about this one? Any of you see the commercial where the couple had bought a new car? Baby was fussy, and the daddy gathered the baby up, put the baby in the car seat, and went for a ride. As an excuse to drive the brand new car that mom and dad really liked so much. Well, check this out. As it turns out, babies in the womb get used to a lot of motion. So you can get your baby moving and they may go right to sleep. Consider putting your baby in a swing. Consider cradling your baby in a rocking chair. Consider laying him in a vibrating infant seat. You may even set out for a drive in the car. Just don't hit the road if you're too tired, because again, this is about relaxation for you and for the baby. You may want to, if you're alert, all's good, all's well, take the baby for a drive. But remember, rocking chair, vibrating infant seat, all the things we have to make life better nowadays. More in just a few on how we can help baby relax so we can relax.